smoker.
Scott Hinnon, What's On Your Mind is on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, pick up the phone and join the discussion. Let us know what is on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll be joined on the program today by the mayor of Leith. We thought that appropriate, especially since the most famous citizen these days of Leith, North Dakota, called into the program earlier this week and complained about his treatment at the hands of the city council members, so we'll talk about that. Of course, it's Wednesday, and Congressman Kevin Cramer's here for a full hour next hour to take your calls. Fresh off his invite to President Obama being rejected. President Obama doesn't want to visit North Dakota. He sent back a response to Congressman Cramer's letter that he sent out on Friday saying, thanks, but no thanks. We'll keep it on file. I don't know what file, but anyway, so...
there's a file?
Now, yesterday, Steve, remember we were talking about... having three North Dakota cities in the top 25 of the coldest cities in the nation and the bad publicity that brings across the nation. Remember that little discussion?
I don't know if it's bad publicity, but sure.
Okay, well, we have more bad publicity today.
Oh,
we have a Fargo mom who is planning to hand out letters to obese children tomorrow night on Halloween saying,
I'm getting a letter?
Bring this to your parents and tell them you shouldn't be out on Halloween getting candy, and this made national news on the Today Show this morning, believe it or not. Here's the story first, and then we want your reaction to what this mom is doing at 800-228-0550. Here's Matt Lauer.
I just want to head over to Carson in the orange room. Carson, what are you talking about today?
Well, good morning. Happy almost Halloween, everybody. Let me ask you a quick question, guys. Do you remember when you were kids trick-or-treating tomorrow night, houses in your neighborhood that would give away, like, pennies or fruit?
Yeah, those were not the houses we went to. You remember there was always that one house. We avoided those. You mean the ones that ended up with the toilet paper in the tree? Yes, exactly.
Well, lots of chatter this morning about a woman in Fargo, North Dakota. If you come to her house tomorrow night, kids, if you're a skinny little Spider-Man, you might get a piece of candy. However, if you're a portly little Batman, you might get this letter. She's writing and sending out letters to some kids who come to her door, and in part they say to the parents, your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. This woman was on a local radio show and went on to say this.
I just want to send a message to the parents of kids that are really overweight. I think it's really irresponsible of parents just sort of send them out looking for free candy just because all of the other kids are doing it.
Well, here you go. You can go to the Today.com survey. Does giving trick-or-treaters a letter instead of candy help fight childhood obesity? Yes or no? Getting lots of response on this, Lauren. Just Carson, this is disgusting, in my opinion, and could potentially be mentally scarring to vulnerable children to be isolated like that. So let us know what you think, guys.
Absolutely. That's outrageous. Might want to get the paper towel
and the Windex out right now.
Yeah.
She's going to wake up.
Might have some trouble.
What do you think of this? I mean, for one, it's kids. They're trick or treating. They're out there. I hope she's wearing a Michael Bloomberg mask or something because
point the finger the right direction. You know, wrapping the kids up in this, I think, is a bad idea. Depending on the child, could be fragile. And here's another question. And I just thought about this. Does that equate to bullying? We hear all this stuff of bullying in the press about cyberbullying and how tragically kids are taking their lives because they're teased and bullied. Does this equate to bullying?
Yeah,
I think it does. I think it does.
Well, it certainly would meet a lot of definitions of bullying out there for sure. We've got this posted on the Facebook page as well with the question, what do you think of her idea? And, there's one thing in the back of my mind that, this particular radio station is one of those rock, FM radio stations, and it's Y94. It happens to be
top 40, yeah.
A top 40 station, and rock, I guess I'm dating myself. Right?
Yeah, I guess you are.
It's more pop. More pop than it is rock. But anyway, they have pulled pranks before. So I don't, you know, and I don't know that, you know, this is one of those pranks because it almost seems that stupid. You know what I mean? And if it is not a prank, it is, I believe, cruel. I just think that's really cruel. I mean, that's, you know.
Remember earlier this fall when the school in California was sending home letters to the parents? Hey, your kid's fat. It kind of reminds me of that a little bit. Except the kids are in the crosshairs on this one.
The full note
not
says,
where they belong.
Happy Halloween and happy holidays, neighbor. You're probably wondering why your child has this note. Have you ever heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child? Well, I'm disappointed in the village of Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. Your child is, in my opinion, moderately obese and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this Halloween season. My hope is that you'll step up as a parent and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits. Thank you. So you tell us what you think of that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Matt, traveling I-94 today, wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I just, you know, as much as she's probably right in what she's saying, it's one of those things where if you're overstepping your bounds, you're trying to raise somebody else's kid. You know, we fight that all the time. We're trying to keep the government from raising our kids. Why should, you know, somebody like that, even though it might be true, our kids might be fat, but, you know, that's our problem. That's not hers. I mean, one thing I'd like to know is, does she have kids of her own?
Good question, Matt. Thanks for the phone call. You know, the biggest thing I've got with this is, you know, point it the right direction. You know, if you want to raise that discussion with the parents, go ahead and raise that discussion with the parents. But maybe that discussion should be, you know what, get off the couch, parent, go play ball, get your kid out in front of the TV or off the video game and go do a physical activity. Maybe go to a fast food restaurant one or two times less a week. Maybe serve pasta less during the week and put a decent meal on the table. Gee, there's the parenting. And I think that's where you got to point your finger if you're going to talk child obesity, which is a problem in this country. Lena and Fargo, what's on your mind today?
When I heard you guys say that this came from the Playhouse, it made me remember a hoax that they pulled a couple of years ago where they said people should change the deer crossing signs to less dangerous intersections where cars and deer could interact. Because if the deer crossed at a lighter traveled area, it would be safer for everybody. And this story really reminds me of that. They got a lot of play. They got national news. But the whole thing was a hoax. And this is an unnamed, anonymous woman, same as the last one was.
Well, we know her name.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about her last name, but her name is Cheryl, right? That's all we know. Cheryl called in the show, and she has and the letter. But, yeah, who is the woman? And you know, it's a fair question.
Because it could be an actress again.
Yeah.
I want to go trick-or-treating to her house, though. I actually want to go to her house and trick-or-treat. I see if I get a note.
Yeah, no kidding. But I think Lena raises a point that, you know, that was in the back of my mind, too, without question, you know. And, you know, not quite as absurd as that prank, because that was like, hello, would you actually believe that that's, you know, the real deal? I could see somebody doing this. I really could, especially as, you know, as much of a nanny state as we've become, more than anything. But the good point, Lena, thanks for the call. Let's go to Larry out in Mott. A lot of common sense in Mott. What would happen to a mom and Mott that pulled this, Larry? You there, Larry?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I just feel that if that woman doesn't like to see that kids are overweight and stuff from eating too much candy and stuff, maybe she shouldn't even turn her light on and give candy to any kids there.
That'd be an idea.
Valid point.
It seems like, though, Larry, she wants to be a... She wants to be big sister here, right? She wants to lecture, and she's doing it right directly to the kids.
She's also picking out certain kids that are going to be very hurt by her not sending that note home to their parents.
If you're a parent, are you going to be angered if somebody tells your kid they're fat when they go up to your door to trick or treat for candy?
Oh, here's what Corey said in the Facebook page about that question, Steve. My kids are thin, but if they weren't, I'd be tempted to earn a night in jail for assault. I'd probably look good wearing an orange jumpsuit. I could pretend I went as the Magic Pumpkin. So, yeah, I would not take kindly to it as well. and our kids are thin as well. But, you know, there's all kinds of factors that involve in that. Right. Larry, appreciate the call. Thanks. Well,
let's go to Mary in Bismarck. Mary, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm listening to you talk about this lady with this letter. And I guess it seems really strange. Someone's called in and said, what's she doing trying to raise other people's children? That's the point. I guess my thought is, it's a holiday that comes up once a year. Let the child enjoy the holiday. If he and his parents are happy with who he is, that's what's important. Because we find young women, adult women, young men, they are so put on with peer pressure that we have kids committing suicide, all kinds of negative feedback happening to them and around them that their self-worth is nothing.
Mary, thanks for the phone call. We're up against the break. If you want to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman, Scott Hannon. This is What's in Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hey, Scott Hillam with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
Yes, that woman that's putting that letter out for Halloween and using the term it takes a village, I don't like that term. That's socialistic for one thing. And she probably voted for Obama. Bye.
Hey, good morning, Scott, Steve. I'll bet you that's just a ploy. I bet the lady on the Halloween candy is just a ploy. She's probably hired by Michelle Obama to raise a big stake and make it where kids are feel uncomfortable that are a little overweight to go get their candy for Halloween. It's deplorable. Thanks, guys. See ya.
800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. A Fargo mom by the name of Cheryl, that's all we know, according to this story, planning to hand out letters to children she considers obese to take home to their parents. And her way of fighting obesity, I guess. Back to the phones. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Bill in Garrison. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Say, a letter lady is so worried, why doesn't she get a job in the hospital? That way she can just greet the people who really need her advice. That's all I got to say about it. Thanks.
Yeah, maybe take her advocacy into a more productive way. Yeah. Is this bullying, you think? This would be considered bullying?
I didn't really think about it because it's coming from a parent or at least an adult. And the more I got thinking about it, yeah, it is bullying. If you're going to start calling kids fat and, you know, to the extent we've gone down that road, but we have gone down that road with all the cyberbullying that's out there.
Speaking of bullying, by the way, Kathleen Sebelius probably feels like she's getting bullied today up on Capitol Hill. The House Energy and Commerce Committee is meeting. And that's a committee in Congress in the House side. And Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, is having to answer all the questions about all the mess of Obamacare and the website not working. During the hearing this morning, it started about an hour or so ago, the website was down. So they actually have it up on a screen, and it's down, believe it or not. You can't make this stuff up. Brad in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hey guys, on this lady at Fargo, I think you're onto something with that whole trick and the prank that they're playing. Because the letter that she wrote is too well worded for the words that she spoke on the air. She doesn't seem like she's quite that eloquent. But I wanted to comment on the healthcare thing on the website. I don't think people understand the scope and the level of the incompetence that is going on here with this. They said with their numbers, $59 million and $119 million, that's $178 million. If you took $75 million and you paid 250 of the best web developers in the world, you could pay them $100,000 a year for 3 years, and they would be able to develop one of the best websites you've ever seen, and that would leave $103 million, so just over $34 million a year for infrastructure. So let's say it costs them $4 million a year to rent the office space and pay the electricity and buy all the computers and all that kind of stuff. They still got $30 million a year to blow on building whatever they need to build. It's the sheer size of the dollar amount. It does not cost that much money to make a website. That's why there are hundreds and thousands of free website companies out there where you can go and build a website for free. Now, we're talking e-commerce and all that kind of stuff, so it obviously gets much more expensive much more quickly. But the amount of dollars that they're spending on this goes beyond just incompetence, and I would even suggest that this may be intentional waste and intentional fraud and deceit by the administration in spending money, because they need to pad their budget line so next year when they need more money for their website, they can continue to pad the pockets.
I don't know, Brad. I think you're forgetting one thing. This is government, right? I mean, I would agree with you if your example was in the private sector. There's no possible way you could spend that amount of money and then have the product that you do have. But we are talking about the federal government here. And this was one of the things that came out this morning. Marsha Blackburn, a congresswoman from Tennessee, was questioning Secretary Sebelius to say, okay, how much did this cost? And she did say $118 million for the website and then like 50-some million for supporting infrastructure and whatnot. So we're talking a tab of $170 million, and this is what they have to show for it. It's unbelievable. Brad, thanks for the call. Who's next?
Let's go to Bruce in Fargo. Bruce, what's on your mind today?
Well, I guess hypocrisy. Yeah, I usually get in arguments with liberals and blame based on their hypocrisy and their anger and animosity, vitriol towards people that disagree or have a different opinion on them. But this week, man, you know, I've been a big fan of you, Scott, and Steve Zichel came on and done his show, but y'all's hypocrisy and double standard has been reeking this week. From Monday when that guy from, I think it's Leeds, North Dakota, called in, you know, the guy that thinks he's a white racist or whatever. And now this woman has an opinion and everybody wants to start pointing fingers and judging her. Come on. I mean, y'all going to claim to be Christian rights and you want to pass judgment and throw hateful comments and belittle her and berate her. I don't get it, man. How can you claim to be virtuous and on the right side of things and at the same time show hypocrisy? I just don't get the equality.
Bruce, would you consider this bullying if you had a child that walked up to a door and your neighbor, whomever, handed him a note and said, "You're fat, you don't get any candy"? With everything that's been in the press with the cyberbullying, the kids that have committed suicide, and the other tragedies because of it, would you consider that bullying?
I would consider the person being an idiot. Everybody has freedom to have their opinion. Whether I agree with it or not is another story.
Well, but Bruce, here's what I'm confused about. I take the tone of your call is to say, hey, this woman has an opinion. Leave her alone. Why are you piling on? You just called her an idiot. Okay, but then how is that different than what everybody else has done here? We asked the question, what do you think of her idea? Most people disagree with it and think it's rude and doesn't really get to the root of the problem to do this to kids. So everybody's got an opinion.
Is I'm not telling her that she shouldn't be doing something or she should be doing something else. I guess that's where I'm drawing the line is, yeah, I can have my opinion. I'm not going to tell her what to do and where to go and all that kind of stuff like that. I've heard a lot of other people say. I guess that's my point.
Appreciate the call, Bruce. Thanks a bunch. Ed Minot, your take on this. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, trick or treat. Back in the day, she would have got a trick because I didn't get a treat. That's how it would have happened for Ed.
So what was your favorite trick?
Windows. Soap the windows. What, or
soap?
Kick the pumpkin, whatever, you know.
Kick the pumpkin?
Ed, kicking the pumpkin. That's a little destructive. Soap in the windows.
You know,
maybe the toilet
soap
paper.
The a little bit. And the Obamacare thing, if they want me to sign up, why don't they call me because they know more about me than I do. That's my philosophy.
Ed, thanks for the phone call. You know, Scott, for $1,000, you could have had an app for that.
Matt,
you could have built an app for $1,000.
Matt in Hanover, Mark in Grand Forks. When we come back, the mayor of Leith, too, is going to join us on the program. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer. His prank came from President Obama. No, thanks. I don't want to come to North Dakota. Declining that invitation. That and more next hour. So stay tuned, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Ship.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Before we get to one more call, and the mayor of Leith, North Dakota, quick little rundown around the region, 33 in Bismarck-Mandan this hour, Williston 32, Dickinson 29, Minot 30, in Jamestown they're at 31, 34 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks 34, Fargo 37 this hour, Miles City at 30, Rapid City 30, Mobridge at 30, Pierre 31, and Aberdeen at 30, Lemon coming in at 28. One more quick call, Matt in Hanover, what's on your mind today?
God, it's that lady over there in Fargo, you know. By all means, she has the freedom of speech. She has the freedom to do what she wants. That's what we fought for. We ourselves, you know, I disagree with Bruce over there. He called up earlier. He said that, you know, we're judging her and all that. But, you know, she's passing judgment on these kids that are fat. You know, what? She doesn't know their backgrounds. We have the freedom of speech, too. That's why we're talking about it right now on the radio. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for the phone call.
Fascinating comments on our Facebook page about this, too. Charles says her sentence from the public sector should be 50 paper bags filled with dog doo-doo lit on fire at her doorstep.
Yeah.
Then as she stamps out said bags of fecal fun, ring the back door and let the house be tracked with poo. Happy Halloween.
Who thinks of these ideas for Grandma?
Chris says, what a jerk. Tell her to mind her own business. Claudine says, I hope it's a gag. I know a precious six-year-old who's constantly being told how fat she is, and she needs to know how many calories each food item holds. She doesn't feel very good about herself, and in a letter like this would be devastating to her if the lady feels that she's violating her conscience by passing out candy. Let her give out pencils or something without the condemning letter. Remember the apple?
See, but they had to quit doing apples because a few bad apples were putting pins or needles or razor blades into apples, and that's why they said nothing unwrapped anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, in that case, though, with the six-year-old, you know, this to me equates to bullying then.
Anyway, continue to weigh in on our Facebook page. You can find the link from whatsonyourmindradio.com. We are joined now by the mayor of Leith, North Dakota, fast becoming one of the more infamous cities in North Dakota, and for all the wrong reasons, I'm sure, as our next guest would say. This is Ryan Shook, who's the mayor of Leith. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, welcome to the program.
Wanted to visit with you a little bit about the action at the most recent city council meeting, mostly because it prompted a call on our program from Craig Cobb himself, who was lamenting the fact that, these ordinances weren't in place before. Why is it now? It's because of his views. So he's being targeted because of his views, and wanted to give you a chance to respond to that. And I guess we might as well start there, Mayor.
Well, you know, the ordinances are put in place not because of his views or thoughts. It's because he's the only one in town that's not following any ordinances statewide or countywide. I mean, he's living in that house without sewer, water, heat, and I mean, he's got to follow the rules and regulations just like everybody else does, you know.
Mayor, when you start looking at a situation like this, and I'm putting this in his own words, he says the white race is under attack, and I threw this back on him. Small communities across North Dakota, across the country, they're a community. It tends to be like-minded people, especially in such a small town as Leith is. You have the same morals, the same mores, relatively the same consciousness. I put it to him that you guys are under attack. What he professes to be against is the white race being under attack. Is the community of Leith under attack by these white supremacists?
You're right. We are underneath attack because, I mean, our lives for the last 2 months have been completely disrupted. You know, I mean, there ain't a one of us that's had a normal week since this thing has started. You know, you're right. He's talking about him being attacked. Yeah, turn the tide, my friend.
Mayor, tell us a little bit about the community. Normally, before this all started, give us a little background on Leith and what kind of community that is. A community I'm familiar with. I hunt around there quite a bit. But for those that don't know across the state, it's a sleepy little community. You're all friends. You're all neighbors.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody knows everybody. I mean, it's probably one of the quietest towns in the state. There's about 20 of us living there. And the only business left is the bar. And, you know, if you see 10 people in town on a given day, you're doing good. Yeah.
And Mayor, now it's obviously a very different scene, subject of all this news coverage and obviously rallies and all kinds of things. How are people reacting to that? I mean, it's not new now. You've had several months of this, but give us a sense of what the reaction is from folks that don't share the extreme views of these newest residents at Leith.
You know, I mean, everybody's very upset, and I mean, everybody's going in overdrive to get this issue resolved and, you know, number one, make him follow all the rules that everybody else is, because he's not. You know, he's just he's doing basically whatever he wants to do and get a handle on it. You know, if he moves on, I guess that'd be great. If he doesn't, then I don't know. We're going to cross that bridge when we get to it, you know.
The last two council meetings have been rather interesting. Some of them even subject of YouTube videos. The one where the younger veteran that had moved in with him along with his family disrupted the last meeting had to be removed by the sheriff. And then I understand there had to be law enforcement involved in the last meeting because of the place that Mr. Cobb decided to put himself right with the city council members. Tell us a little bit about those two meetings.
Well, they've been very disruptive. The one that Keenan Dutton was at, been a week ago on Friday. He was very outspoken and threatening. He was in everybody's face, cussing and swearing at everybody. He was completely uncalled for. And when somebody goes off on a rampage like that, you don't know what it's going to turn into next. You know, is he going to pull out a gun and start leveling people, or what's he going to do? And then at our last one, Cobb was there, and again, very disrespectful to the council and to absolutely everybody that showed up. Sticking cameras in everybody's faces and just going on and on about whatever he likes to talk about that happened 50, 60 years ago.
And is it your sense that the council, yourself, the community, just want to continue to do everything in your power to address this, or are people getting worn out by it all?
Well, there's days we're wore out, but we know we can't quit. We've came a long ways in the last couple of weeks now, and we know we got to keep on fighting it.
How do you see this resolving? When you talk about we want to get this fixed, get this settled, how does this end?
Probably if he'd move on, it'd probably be the easiest solution.
And you think this latest, you know, ordinance that, basically would require him to have, you know, have him, the proper amount of infrastructure in the home will be the ticket? Is that what's going to get what's going to get him to move? In your opinion?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, I can't forcibly make him move, but you know, we can make him follow the laws like everybody else is, you know. And I guess, you know, if he follows all the rules like everybody else does and wants to live quietly in his house, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But when he wants to take over the town and move a bunch of people in to tell us what to do, then we have issues, you know.
We're talking with the Leith Mayor, Ryan Shook. If you want to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bach with Scott Hennon. This is What's on Your Mind. Mayor, when you look at a situation like this, you know, what are the avenues? We just heard about a North Dakota group that is offered to buy him out for a profit. Has the community looked at anything like that besides just trying to legislate that he's steps up and follows within the codes of the community? What's the next step?
Well, I know he got made an offer early on to get bought out, and that didn't work. So now, you know, we're going down these here avenues and seeing what's going to work here, you know.
When you start looking at those different avenues, what's next? You're going through the process of update some of the city codes, which by all means you shouldn't have had to do in the first place, but you are going through that process. When you've exhausted the code side, if he meets all those codes, what's the next step after that? Or do you have another step?
Well, if he meets all these codes, you know, he's going to be pretty limited as to what he can do. Because he has sold some of his property off already. So, he's going to have very limited resources as to what he can do.
Brian in Jamestown has a question or comment for you, Mayor. Go ahead, Brian. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, guys. Say, I was listening that day that Craig Cobbett called in. You guys sounded kind of shocked when you found out it was him. the one thing I was going to mention is the guy said it himself. He said that if he had his way, you know, there would be no due process. If he found somebody in a town that he lived in he didn't like, he would just go in and disband them. I mean, he would get rid of them. And what he's doing is he's using the process that you guys are going through against you. He's trying to show you that, hey, this doesn't work. You know, look at me. I've got civil rights. I've got every right that everybody else does. So by enacting ordinances and stuff, you're not going to get this guy to move out of town. Basically, what needs to happen is they just need to ignore this nut job.
Is that possible?
Well, and, you know, we have thought about that from the beginning, but, you know, that was a risk I guess we weren't willing to take. You know, if we ignore him and he go on and, you know, move people in, build houses or whatever he wants to do, yeah, he probably could have. And
once you have this rally outside of his house and people are destroying his personal property, a law is a law. It's against the law to do that. And now all you're doing is giving this guy and the people he's with the excuse to, when they choose to do something immoral or incorrect, as, hey, look, they did this to me first, and all we're doing is putting ammo in this guy's gun. And, you know, listen to some of his YouTube videos when he gets on there and talks with these whack job Aryan Brotherhood guys. I mean, just listen to some of the rhetoric this guy spits, and you can beat him at his own game without putting any more city
ordinances. Brian, we're up against the break. Thank you very much. Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you very much for weighing in and keeping us up to date on what's going on in the Leith.
All righty. Thank you.
Hang in,
Mayor Ryan Shook of Leith, North Dakota.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
From the studios of 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, beaming through our other affiliates, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, and AM 1090, the Flag in Tioga. This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour, and just a reminder that it's always a challenge to get in and ask a question of Congressman Cramer. It's very often a full hour of questions on all kinds of different topics. And we encourage you, if you do know what your question is right now and want to get it in, to use our hotline, which is 855 800-200-1776. You press 1, you can leave a message, and then we'll stack those and make sure that you get your question answered that way, asked and answered. 855-200-1776, just a quick, easy way to leave a message with your question and or comment. 855-200-1776, press 1. That's for off-air questions or comments. On-air, same as always, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. And Lori in Grand Forks wanted to talk about our conversation in Leith, North Dakota. Don't you just feel for, you know, Mayor Shook and everybody down there in Leith? It just is, as a fellow North Dakotan, my heart aches for him. It's a tough deal to be going through, isn't it, Lori?
Yes, it is. And I am calling in support of Mayor Shook and the council people. I have been at the protest, and I was at a council meeting, and I am so proud of what they are standing for. And I really wish the people of North Dakota would educate themselves about what this person stands for. But that's not even the point of the council meetings. They are just requesting that this person, if he would live peacefully there and obey the laws that their town runs on, I don't think there would be a problem. And this person is trying to come in and say, I am going to take over your town. And it's very upsetting. They're not saying you should or should not believe in what we believe in, but he is terrorizing the people of that small little town. And if the people of North Dakota would understand that, they would be at the council meetings and they would be standing up to the hate that he stands for and his group stands for.
Lori, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to May in Minot. May, what's on
Hello.
Your mind today?
Morning. Morning. I'm calling to talk about the man that called yesterday about the weather and the sunshine and the other states. And mm-hmm. I believe, it's a refresh my memory, didn't he say that we were one of the highest sunshine states?
The highest, actually, when you factor everything in.
No, I'm afraid not. Arizona, I've got it right here, Arizona is the highest of 310 days a year, followed by Nevada, California, New Mexico, and Hawaii.
Where are we on the list?
29, half the time.
Now, I don't know that he had a list. He'd done some research himself, didn't he? I can't remember that it was any kind of a list. List he was referring to, yeah, he was...
The worst and best states for sunshine. And being in a state alone, Arizona, believe it or not, Yuma, Arizona has the most all around. Isn't that interesting?
But and anyhow, here's what I remember, May. He did some deal where he took the sunrise and the sunset, okay? Mm-hmm. And he obviously is not including cloud cover because you don't know what days are cloudy, what days are not. But
or mostly. You know,
well, and that may be why your survey is different than his. I don't know what the criteria is, but it was, you know.
Well, this came off the Internet, you know, for the states that have the best sunshine. And I just thought it was kind of interesting because we're way down to 29, which is half the time the sun shines. And the highest state's 85% of the time the sun shines.
What's the North State?
Yeah, who's 50? Where do we know? At least we're in the middle of May's list,
Anchorage,
right?
Alaska, Seattle, those are the bad ones, Portland. Yeah.
No offense, May, but I want to believe his list, not yours.
Well, this
I'm sorry.
Off the Internet of the best. You can just check it yourself, and it gets percentages, and it gets the amount of days and sunshine, and I thought it was interesting. But I disagree with him because it's very cloudy here the majority of the time anymore. It didn't used to be, but it certainly is now. So that's just all I wanted to tell you. You can check that out yourself, okay?
Thank you, May. Glad you're listening. Shirley in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Wanted to talk about the Mayor Bloomberg imposter that's going to be handing out letters to obese kids in Fargo on Halloween tomorrow night. Go ahead, Shirley.
Yeah, the wicked witch. I've got a child I adopted when he was quite small, and he was sexually, emotionally, physically abused, and so consequently he's got a lot of problems, and he has to be on a lot of different medications because of his emotional and behavioral problems. And some of these medications make him hungry all the time. And no matter what you do or everything you try, you know, he's going to be constantly eating and, you know, trying to get those snacks and all that stuff, you know, and it's not always, you know, what he should be eating. But there are kids out there I know that are on medication of different things that, you know, affect their weight. And is not the right way to go about trying to control their weight or, you know, help these children.
Couldn't agree with you more, Shirley. You are 100% right. You know, I thought the Grinch was for Christmas, not for Halloween.
So many factors, and Shirley lays out a good example of you know, her own personal situation, that to sit there and just look through and the look through the eyes of the you know.
And on a side note, Scott, it is National Candy Corn Day. Big fan, love candy corn.
All right, that's reason enough to go get some candy corn. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall of Congressman Kevin Cramer, and your questions next. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better, thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.